Hi, how are you? Well, this is part two. Next week, we're back in the studio. I'm very excited. I feel like I have a lot to talk about. I stayed with my family for a week. They have four parrots. I actually enjoyed it. I woke up, they were squawking, but yet there was something just great. Great. But I'll talk to you about it next week. I'm sure you all have your own stories because you were with your family. Some people stayed wherever you're at. I guess everybody did different things. Here we go. Here we go. That's it. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next week.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
No, are we recording? All right, listen. Let's come back in with a Christmas song. Wait, what do you have? Put something up on the board. We'll all sing it. Let Lynn lead.
Okay. 1 second. Are you going to... Is this going to be Christmas episode two?
Yeah,
or?
Just be part two.
Okay.
How about...
Let's do this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say Lynn does it. Let Lynn do it, and then we'll just come in if there's background. That'll be the opening of the show.
Are these karaoke versions?
Like, yeah. No, I have a real band coming out here.
No, I thought you were going to play the actual song.
No, he's going to sing it. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. I'm really coming off bad this show. And you know why? Because you guys make me.
Stop. I think it's funny that this could either be nothing or it could be something.
It's all right. You're in a safe zone.
I could have said nothing right there.
No, you're in a safe zone, and don't be silly.
What's the point if Lynn's going to sing these songs? What was the point of saying, like, hey, what Christmas song do you want to hear? And then I go, oh, I want to hear Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming.
Oh, I thought you knew we were going to sing one.
No, oh,
yeah. Right? What do you think? I think it was, well, you were confused. It was still worth it. You had to get clarified.
Yeah.
Just because
what
you had wasn't funny. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. No, you got a little lost. This is what I want when I'm high.
Yeah.
You got a little lost, and then we helped you out kindly, and that's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. Fucking remember that. When I get lost in the show, help me. This is a nurturing
zone. How fucking kind and nurturing we are here, you fucking idiot.
You've got to try a little kindness. So anyway, yes.
Is it seven good? Can I have my marijuana pipe back?
Yes. There you go. Chris said, since he's been good, can he have his marijuana pipe back? We wish you a marijuana. We miss you a marijuana. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. There we go.
Christmas without you, the atmosphere is so blue. Just thinking about you, decorations of red on the Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Todd Glass Show, where every week we get together and we have a magical moment. And I'm sure you're here, glad you're here with us this year.
That's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everyone at the Todd Glass Show, Irk, Daniel Kino, sitting in Lynn Shore. Katie's not with us today, but she's with us in spirit. Jingle Joe, Lynn Shore, ladies and gentlemen, and always the great and very talented Chris Burden. Also, Will, one of my friends, is here. Amy Ferguson just left with Chris Proffa. But it's a merry holiday.
Holiday.
the Todd Glass Show. What am I? Okay, so here we go. So what are we going to do? We got a lot to get to.
We're going to do the listener. I'm not joking around. Thank God we have a save for it, because this is the times when you need it. Swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
God, is that nice to have that save for it? Mm-hmm. We're going to do a live recording from a listener's pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. I thought that would just get a laugh right at that. I didn't know you were going to ask details. It's so normal to do a shit. Nothing. There was nothing funny there at all. And I don't want to be that guy. No. Guess what? It wasn't funny. You didn't laugh. And you know good comedy. Maybe that wasn't funny.
Are
but the
all
listeners
going to be in her pussy?
Well, we're doing the whole show from
will
her pussy.
Will there be a crowd there?
Yes.
Is there like a live crowd?
Yes.
Oh, how old will she be?
She's going to be a nice girl. Who cares? We'll have an audience. So anyway, here's what I'd like to do. Just everybody, B of A does this thing where you call, and then when you need help, they try to sell you stuff. That's what they're doing.
They go, do you mind if at the end of this conversation I find stuff that could be helpful to your banking experience?
The end of
it. That I bring it up?
Excuse me. The end of it? I'd be happy. Not that I want to hang up on them, but you can end it abruptly. Now it's in the middle.
Oh, Wells Fargo does it at the end.
No. You call up B of A and they'll say something like, oh, by the way, AT&T does it. A lot of the companies do it. Of course, now I'm not going to have the clarity that I need, but I think I will. You know, hey, the thing, I don't know what's going on, but for some reason, my cell phone, you know, the bill was $950 or whatever. You're sweating. You know, one of those bills?
Who is your cable provider?
Listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm sweating over here. Would you mean
just in hearing about our we have a bundle package?
No. And I'm always nice, Daniel. I swear to God, I'm always like, they're doing their job.
Would you like our free international calling plan?
Yeah. And you're dealing with something. First of all, I'm not going to want you to do it at the end. But right now, you're getting in the way of helping me. It's like if a lifeguard's having given some mouth to mouth. Have you tried the new Sizzler chicken salad bar? Like, you know, you're in the way of somebody, you know, needing help with a specific situation. You don't want to be bypassed to buy shit. You know what I'm going to start doing from now on?
What?
I'm going to start selling them shit. I'm going to go, no.
Your dates?
Be the guy at the AT&T store trying to put me.
All right.
Okay, I call up. You answer first. I'll be.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm having trouble with my phone. For some reason, my cell phone is not getting any messages.
Okay, sir, I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. First of all, I would like to ask you, how do you like your cell phone case? Because right now, AT&T has a promotion on leather cases.
Oh, tell me more.
That are very, very lightweight. They're very cheap. Okay, they come in a variety of colors. Most of them are calfskin, which I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah, well, let me tell you right now. I've already made my decision. And I'll tell you what it is. Would you be interested, before I tell you the answer to that, in a timeshare? I have a house, so I'd like to, you know, would you like to buy the house?
Well, no, I'm not really.
Well, until you can give me an answer whether you want my timeshare, then I'm not going to be buying your wallet.
Maybe it shouldn't have been timeshare. Maybe it should have been, what was yours that you said? Bring that background music out.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you calling from a supermarket?
Yeah.
I said a cell phone case.
Oh, a cell phone case. It's usually something different than that. That sounds like a little infomercially that they don't do, but it's usually something like a bundle your plan, or, hey, have you heard about, would you like to apply for a visa?
Would you like to apply for a visa?
Yeah, I can get a visa. I don't need it through you. Why are you acting like you got to be the middleman through my getting a visa card? You wouldn't be interested in a B of A visa? No. You sure you wouldn't be interested in a direct cable visa? No. I don't want, I can get the visa. I don't need you to.
How about a visa?
Hello, would you be interested in our American Airlines visa?
No. It's the same as the other visa.
Did you ever, talk to somebody and you asked them to do something for you that you've asked other people?
Would you be interested in our Radio Shack visa card?
No.
I didn't even know they had those.
Hello, would you be interested?
There's a $13 limit.
Virgin Airlines, would you be interested in our Virgin Airlines visa card?
No.
Would you... Okay, hello again. Would you be interested in, right now, the B of A mortgage? We have a B of A...
Hello. That bit was funny, and I got out of it before that it was annoying. What I'm sticking to.
Do you ever, ask for a thing that, you know, a certain service that you've always gotten from a company, and then one time, and it's either a new person or somebody comes in, and they go, oh, sir, we can't do that. That's not our policy. And then you go, okay, look, I don't know how angry I can get here. I know you do that. Like, whenever I travel internationally and I don't get a plan for that country, I'll just talk on the phone. And then you come back and your bill is $500-$600, but then they always retroactively adjust it.
Right.
Always.
Because they, like, they know.
Yeah, they know that you could have gotten that plan that was $995.
They're very cool about it, but you're saying you get the one person.
One time, like a couple of weeks ago, I came and looked. My bill was from traveling a few months ago. It was like very, very high. And she goes, sir, no, that's, we can't do that. That's not our policy. And I'm like, well, that is your policy. That I've been. I don't know if you've been at the company, maybe not that long. No, sir, that's, we're going to have to pay $600. And then you go, well, can I talk to your supervisor? I'm not mad at you. Don't think I'm going to complain about you. I just want to. Well, he's not going to say anything different, sir. And you're like.
Yes, he will.
Come on. Don't make me look
you
bad.
You know what you do when you get that person? Because, you know, if you get a person that's difficult, you know, you know right away. If you have a trouble with something, the minute they answer the phone, the minute I hear their tone and their voice, mm-hmm. they go, here's how I know. Here's the first sound you hear. This is the way it would go down. Is this. Ready?
Yeah.
I say, how you doing? Because most of the time. If someone hasn't asked them that in a while, so you can tell when they're like, fine. Like, they stop. They get out of their routine.
Way,
and they go, you know what? Whether you're doing it to be, because you think it's a good business move or not, you just asked me how I was doing before you went, hey, I got a problem. And if they don't, sometimes they really do react to that very kindly, mm-hmm. which lets you know how rude people must be. Because all you got to do is go, how you doing? They're usually like, fine, how you doing today?
Yes.
If you get someone that goes, hey, how you doing today? Can I help you? Mm-hmm. Next sound I hear is this.
No, me too.
Hi, how
me
you
too.
Doing? Hey, here's me. Let me get it ready again.
How's everything going for you down there today?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
How's your day? Yeah, how can I help you?
Oh, shoot. I've gotten that. There you go. Yeah. They're basically what they're saying at that point. Sometimes when you ask them how they're doing and they just repeat it, I don't do it with the tone of my voice. Here's exactly the way it goes down. Hey, how you doing today? How can I help you? Yeah, how you doing today? Sometimes they'll be like, fine, how are you? They'll address it 99% of the time. Once in a blue moon, hey, you know what? Good for this stubborn motherfucker. They stick to their guns.
Yeah.
I go, how you doing today? How can I help you? Yeah, how you doing today? Yeah, how can I help you? We're not talking about how I'm doing. Uh-huh. Okay? That's someone sticking to their guns. Hey, the fuck? Just let me help you. Do you care how I'm doing? I know you're doing it to be polite, but you don't got to do it with me. What the fuck do you need? And I'll give it to you. All right.
We talked about this before.
I don't
want
to glorify that.
Customer service people have gotten like a little insecure. Like, it's very hard to get off the line now with certain.
Was
like,
I good?
How was everything? Did I answer your questions? Was everything up to your satisfactory? Sir, did you like me as a person?
I thought you were cool.
Is my voice? You think my voice sounds too like nasally?
Good voice quality.
You do?
Yeah. No, it's very. And here's
would you
want to
hang out? Like, if we were like friends, if you like ran into me in a social situation, do you think you would enjoy my company?
Probably I would. But anyway,
really?
If I asked you, do
I seem like trustworthy? And if I asked to borrow money, not a lot. Like, if I asked to borrow $100, would you lend me $100, sir?
Probably look like the type of person, or sound like the type of person I would. But thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir, are you on Facebook? I know it. If you just joined my Facebook, that would really, really help me out. I just want to make sure that your experience here at Walmart. Fuck, I couldn't come up with the company.
You don't have to come up with nothing, motherfucker. That's why we have this.
With the bailouts.
Hi, everybody. This is Hungry Harvey down here at Hungry Harvey's. Every Thursday at 3, we got cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches. We got potato salad. We got coleslaw and homemade salsa. That's right. We make the chips right here on site. That's right. We deep fry them in 100% pig lard, so they're good. Anyway, come on down. Mondays is corn on the cob night. We take a nice big corn on the cob, and we dip it in some hot chocolate. That's right. And then we put 3 scoops of ice cream on it, and that's called the thing.
Hey, you know what? You want to hear something?
Yeah, hold on. Can you let this play?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
What do you got?
You know how people always make fun of
not yet
bad acting in porn?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
I think I realized something the other day. You have to have bad acting in porn, because if it's good acting, it's really sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they're really... I saw, I was on this porn website, and
disgusting. And you make me sick.
Oh,
seriously.
That's gross.
Do you want reverb?
You might want to edit this.
Hold on. Do you want reverb when you talk about
this? No.
Do you want any music?
No.
All right.
So I was on this porn website, and then, I see a video titled wife pays off husband's debt, right? So I click on that, and basically the video is this guy comes over, right, this giant guy, and he's like, hey, where's your husband? She's like, oh, he's not home. He's like, oh, he owes me $10,000. My name is Sparky.
Yeah, listen, I love it.
Listen, he goes, my name is Sparky, and he owes me 10 grand. She's like, oh, well, what can we do to pay it off? And she's like, well, maybe you can work something out for me, right? And then he fucks her. And then he fucks her, and then he leaves, and he's like, all right, well, tell your husband that we're all good, right? And then I thought, like in a world where that, like, really happened, imagine the husband comes home, like, an hour later, and he's like, honey, look.
You have a good wife.
Look, Sparky came over, and look, you don't owe him anything. And then the husband goes, who's Sparky?
And he's not lying.
Yeah, he's not lying. He's like, well, the drug dealer you owe money to is like, honey, I don't know a drug dealer money. Here's Are you kidding me? I said, what? I fucked him. I fucked him for you.
You know the next thing she says? That means I fucked Vinny on Monday for nothing? I thought you were over
I've been
it.
Fucking you guys were... every night. I thought you had a gambling problem.
I thought you were $2,500,000 in debt. I've been adding it up. I've been fucking guys like crazy. You know what you have then? A beautiful wife on your hands. That should you fucking show the respect that she deserves.
Well, I'm not I don't know about that.
No.
She was a little too eager to fuck those dudes.
What if she never did it before and never did it after, and that's her legacy? Then do you give her credit? Her story is this. Never cheated on her husband, thought he was in debt, was fucking guys. Found out she wasn't, never fucked another guy. You don't tell me that's a beautiful goddamn Christmas story?
Yeah, she should have done her research.
Who am I in the room with? Animals?
It ended well. Anyway,
the Todd Glass Show.
Let's play Christmas movie trailers.
Yeah, let's do this first. We gotta do some stuff here.
Don't ask how they pull the ripcord. They're skydiving cats. I believe I can
fly. No,
it just doesn't get better.
That's real. The song is real.
Yes.
A Swedish insurance company asked its customers to suggest web ads. I think about it every night and day. Ava, who insures her cat with a company called Folksom, suggested skydiving cats, spelling out her name. Putting it to R. Kelly's song was the cat's pajamas. I believe I can soar. The high five midair should have been the tip-off.
Do you know why they...
lovers were upset.
You know what, let's listen to it.
It's funny,
it's a good
or
piece.
Cute. It is cruel. That's disturbing. Wrong on so many levels. But
we're tired of it?
Well, no. the thing with these stories is the first 20,
oh, yeah, the
seconds,
first 20 seconds
is the joke.
That's what I was thinking comedically. Like, once, to me, they're worth playing because the first 10 seconds or the first 15 are magical. And then it's enough. But all the comedy's in the first 15 seconds.
Yes.
All right. So, anyway, let's do this. Since it's the Christmas show, I demand that this is as a magical Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, you know, we'll have a little depth for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid we have a nice
moment. You should say holiday show. You know, don't
holiday.
Say Christmas.
You're right. Well, I mean, I think you're overreacting a little.
Why?
Well, it's
holiday.
Know.
That way you know, everybody.
Come on, there's a war on Christmas. I can't do this bit. I can't even once. I said I've made myself heard.
Okay.
The only people that don't agree with me are seriously their mental patients.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish them, I pray for them. Listen up, everybody. This is the president of the free world.
I like that you called the Here Comes the President, Here Comes the Chief, the Kennedy song.
Yeah, well, that's who deserved it. Can you turn my reverb off? Yes, he deserved it. You know, Kennedy was the first president, this is the truth, that asked to put echo into his microphone. So that's what he'd be like, all righty. You ever, play the old footage of him before he had the echo in his mic. Play, it's track 4. It's when he didn't have echo on the mic, before they put echo in his mic. Listen up. We gotta do what we gotta do.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
We must stick together as a nation.
Oh.
Not
very eloquent.
It's not what you do for yourself. It's what you do for others.
Yeah. It doesn't even sound the same.
It's not what you do for yourself. It's what you do for others. You gotta do what you must do, ladies and gentlemen of the free world.
It's a lot of doing.
Sure.
Do we do?
Sure.
Our listeners love this. Hi, everybody. I've got echo in my voice with background music, and I hope you're enjoying it. All right, fade it out. I'm getting out of control. I don't want it to be one of those shows. You know. Hi, everybody. I know where to bring you. I know what you want to do. I know what you need. You're in your room. It's dark. I got this for you.
The winds may blow or the ICC, but I'll take
that's right
with me the
you know who this is? You're never going to guess. But you know who it is. Swear to God.
Eddie Pepitone?
Yes. I didn't know he could fucking sing. Listen to him.
This is when Eddie was 15.
Swear to God. Well, he's actually 12 here. He was thick head of hair, and he would dance around singing. This was his favorite song. Let's not interrupt it anymore. Seriously. Just picture Eddie as a young boy. He owned the stage. Look at him walking back and forth.
Oh, we have video. I didn't realize
yeah.
that.
I will return. I'll come back
ha.
For the honey
ha.
And you.
I'm Eddie Pepitone. Hope you enjoy my song.
All right. I do that quick. Is there something special? I don't mind being serious. Oh, no. So let's go around the room.
When Jesus died for man's sin.
Let's play that after the next break. I like that song. I'm serious. I want to save that. I want to hear the whole thing.
Okay.
The minute I hear Jesus and a peppy tune, I think there's only joy ahead.
It wasn't really a joke, but...
Yes, it was. It was brilliant that he played. Okay. Of course, I think it was. I'm never going to argue. Who goes, that didn't deserve it? No, I think it did deserve it, though.
Okay.
Come on.
Sure.
Me talking about it probably didn't. But if you... Okay, I'm going to stop talking about it then. You're right. Talking about it could be bad. But think about when I did the bit. When I did the bit, it was good. But I'll agree. When you sit around talking about it, it's enough. It's like, God, we love you, but you can't.
Hey, I mean, let's do the Christmas movie trailers. I got some good
but can
ones.
Can I finish? Jesus Christ, I feel like it's... But I feel like when I actually did the bit, no bullshit, when I was doing it, it was funny. Of course, I get it now. I mean, I get it. This part is the part I have the problem with. Right, that's enough. I hope that was funny for three people. And you know what? They deserve it. What, three people don't deserve comedy? By the way, if that's my goal, that three people found that good, then I'm a winner. It makes sense if you don't overthink or think at all. Try not to think at all.
Yeah.
A lot of
throw a wider net.
Okay. All right, stop. And then keep going. All right, stop. Let's do... We're going to take a break at one time and decide what... let's do this, and then here's what we're going to do. Go around the room. Everybody tell one story that may... You want to do this now? Is it a good
sure.
time?
That feels like more of an end of a show type
oh,
of...
Oh, it does go in for the end?
Yeah, like a very sincere beat.
Well, there's other stuff I have, too.
Reminisce.
I have a lot of sincere stuff.
Oh.
Okay, let's do this now.
Okay.
Tell one story about... No, I don't want to do this one. It takes too much thinking.
Hi, man. Todd.
Who's that?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, that's you.
Chris figured out a way to be on the show without a microphone. He just pre-recorded his drop-ins.
Okay. Let's do the...
I'll show them. I don't need a microphone.
Let's do the movie.
Let's do it. Can we roll it in?
Yeah. What do you have, an opening? Is this just,
I guess not.
Is this just... Yeah. Maybe Lynn could sing something with the music?
No, didn't we have something for this?
Yeah, play the Sinatra music and let Lynn sing it in. The Sinatra music. What could Lynn do with the hits? Let's see. Now, Lynn, no bullshit. What can you do with the hits? Because you can actually sing. So can you set up that Italian music or whatever we call it, the background music? And put a lot of reverb in his mic and really sing into the mic. So this, I like it. So. The movie.
Where's the first hit?
Oh, no, you say it and then you get the hit.
Oh, he drops the hits whenever?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fucking brilliant.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, stop.
Hold on.
Stop. You drop the hits whenever you want. I thought... fuck, this entire time.
That's
I was
that's,
so impressed.
That proves me too. My point. Oh, me my too. God. I'm yelling away from the mic. That's what I said. Look, I get it half comedically. But because you didn't know.
No, I thought you were hitting the marks.
Well, that's what happens when you have an orchestra. They fucking do it when you want them to
but
do it.
But here's the thing. You were doing it like every 8 bars, like right on the
well,
money.
I know how to go ba-bum, bum, bum. Sometimes I do it wrong. Sometimes I know how to do it right.
Right, but you saw that too, right?
Okay,
yes,
so do it again.
That was very
Chris, come on.
That was very do it, tricky.
Do it again with the background band music.
All right, so
okay. And now I get it.
And you're gonna sing the trailer intro, right?
Yeah, like you're gonna sing in the movie trailer game. Just sing how great it is. People doing it, sitting around their houses. Movie trailer game, everybody. And then you go ba ba da boom ba da, like okay. And then it's like you know, what a night this has been. What a mood I am in. All this laughter I hear, it's better than being in love. Some people write books, become bankers or cooks. But I know those jobs are not for me. So I hope this song will show. I would rather... There we go.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Lynn.
Movie trailer night. Time to do the show. Let's get it on, everybody. Gonna do the movie trailer night. Yeah, yeah. Who's gonna do the thing with Daniel Kino? Gonna do the thing with Irk and Chris too. And Todd Glass gonna do the trailer show. Yeah.
All right.
Now I want you to play that till okay. It makes somebody like own that throughout the whole movie trailer game. I want him to play one thing ridiculously too much. Can it be this?
This has to come in between every trailer, real quick.
Oh, what do you mean?
Okay, so
this jingle.
No, not the jingle. Just you with the hits.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, not that part of it. Just the hits. All right, let's play the movie trailer game.
Okay, so we have 5 trailers. We'll just because
maybe we'll do.
Have
2.
You played one?
No.
Well, why? Okay,
but I want
okay.
to.
And then Chris knows. Chris and I are narrating the game, I guess. And then you guys are all playing. Have you played the game before?
No.
So just whenever you think raise you know which movie this trailer is for, just raise your hand. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, Chris, you can play them in any random
and you
order.
You don't have to play. You can zone out if you want. I'd like to make it a comfortable environment in here.
Okay, and these are all Christmas movies. So
great.
Hint.
You know, great job. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
On the eve of Christmas, a sleepy Connecticut town is visited by Gus, the best cat burglar in the business, who unfortunately has just ripped off the wrong mansion.
Home Alone. No.
Okay, go.
Keep going.
Somebody's and now, the with the town's police force out, Gus
Charlie.
Decides
this Christmas,
to take
Scott Calvin's
couple hostage in their home while he plans his escape.
What's going on? Who is he?
He's the world was beyond our problem, which is now our problem.
Shut up. Oh my God, Carrie, you all right?
Drive.
The Santa Claus.
No.
Damn.
You know what? I know I'm going on a long shot here, and I know what the fuck is it? Hold on, pause it. Is it wrong to just take a wild stab in the dark?
You know, it never hurts.
Jaws?
Oh my God! You nailed it.
I'm kidding.
I know. Jesus Christ!
Go ahead.
All right, Eric.
It's not called Trapped in Paradise, is it?
No.
Jesus Christ!
This is actually a pretty great movie.
He's chosen wrong again.
He saw it. He said, "Stop sign." I heard it, Jerry.
Hey, let's get one thing straight, okay? From now on, the only person who yells is me. Why?
Is that Dennis Harry? Oh, that's Dennis Harry.
And Kevin Spacey.
Is this Bad Santa?
Touchstone Pictures Home Entertainment presents
no?
A Dysfunctional Family yeah. Christmas featuring Dennis Leary.
I'm in hell. Connecticut is the 5th ring of hell.
You're a worm?
Well, my mother was Irish.
And your father?
Wasn't.
Caroline, why don't you eat something?
Judy Davis.
Lloyd, why don't you eat me? How can we both be in the marriage and I'm miserable and you're content?
Is it porn?
What?
And Kevin Spacey.
Excuse me!
If you don't mind, the corpse still has the floor. I thought moms are supposed to be nice and sweet and,
I love this movie.
Well, good. I'm glad you did.
It's a hell of a trailer.
Maybe you. Do you know what it is?
Yes, of course.
Take them hostage.
I would yell it out
if
I were
you. They're driving
him
nuts.
No, don't, don't. You know what I just realized? Pause it. You could roll this whole movie. If I've never seen it, I keep feeling stupider and stupider. But then I think, wait a second.
No, I think we chalked that one up.
They're about to say it.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, it just means, it just...
What? It's the ref.
Oh, the ref. That was a ref. The ref was a
Let's hear when they say it. I wanted to let the movie say it. I mean, I do side with him a little on that one.
The ref.
Even though he said it.
Dennis Leary breaks into this house during Christmas and he kidnaps them.
He is.
All right, turn it
the
on.
Ref.
But they're fighting the whole time. It's a great movie, actually. Okay, that so no hard. One got that. No. All right, let's go to the.
Oh, by the way, here's
one.
The only one. Did anyone see the ref here?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't know that.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just saying that it's not. It would be really ironic if someone saw the ref.
Right.
And then still couldn't guess it. Right. But I know there's movies that you've never seen, but the advertisements.
I try not to go too obscure on these.
Okay. I'm going to go. I don't
want to. Wait, you're going to pee in the middle of your own show?
No, yes.
Okay.
Someone talk about Todd peeing.
Okay. Todd Glass gotta go, yeah. What's that noise in there, son? What's that noise? What's that noise? Seems to be taking you a long time, long, long, long time. I love stuff. This is the longest break, yeah. He had to pee a lot. Had to pee a lot.
He really had to pee. He heard in the next room. He had Lynn doing everything.
We took a little pee sabbatical. Okay, next trailer, please.
Okay, stop. Turn the turn the bumps off.
Okay, ready? You can pick them at random, whatever you want.
Not the bumps, the hits. The hits. Maybe we should ease up on. What's your guess?
Yeah, maybe a little for bit. Now.
But
yeah.
Go. I know what it is. It's time to. No, I don't know. It felt so good.
Throughout the
that.
Years, Working Title Films and writer Richard Curtis have captured the euphoria, hysteria, and humiliation of love with the films Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, and Bridget Jones's Diary. This holiday season.
Vacation?
Join this
Xmas vacation.
Forgettable filmmaking team.
You know, pause it. Wait. You don't have to
think the people that brought you Four Weddings and a Funeral also made the Christmas vacation.
Now that you put it that way, no, that doesn't make sense. But I listen, but I don't really listen. Like, I heard them say that, but I don't know what that meant.
I know.
They go, they do this movie, they do that movie. I don't know.
I know.
Andy Kindler used to have a funny joke. They always try to associate with something else that was good. From the watchers of Friends. From the watchers. Well, everybody watched Friends. From the, they used to watch the Friends. Maybe we want to see what they're doing since they liked Friends. How about that? You like Andy Kindler's joke?
That one,
did you really soak it in?
Yes.
I'm going to tell Andy to listen to this, and I'm going to see the disrespect you showed to him.
This one might not be the greatest trailer, but...
Daniel, whatever help you bring to the show is a godsend.
Well, thank you.
Oy, oy, oy.
Chris, roll it.
Hello, David. I mean, sir.
20 years ago, you'd have been just his type.
As they explore that time of year... When desires are revealed.
I'm in love.
Young to be in love.
Oliver's Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to just pull this one. No one's going to guess this.
What is it?
It's Love Actually.
That's what my guess was.
Oh, you should have let it
breathe. That's what I just said.
That's my favorite movie.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite
You're sitting.
I said Love Actually.
Oh, Jesus. That's my favorite movie.
I raised my hand.
Lynn, you're sitting.
We all knew what it was.
We would have let it breathe.
Love Actually.
You know what, Daniel? Our listeners, they're very patient. They're very patient.
All right. Well, you guys, I don't know. No one said anything. So
you can't just pull the plug. We want to play the game.
You'll be embarrassed because when we hear it back, you'll hear that I said it.
This is worse than you imagine.
Everybody gets. All right,
I don't like having.
Everybody gets a point.
I don't want to like have to play a game if I think you're nurturing us.
Who's winning?
What are we gonna do now?
Everybody gets one for this one.
I was so close. That's actually better than the first movie. The first time I never heard.
Okay, okay. All right, forget it. Forget it. All right, Chris.
I know that movie. All right,
Chris. Forget it. Just keep playing. Let's see if anybody guesses it.
All right. Well, of course we're going to play it. I think I know what it is. Play it just to make sure. I probably need 2 seconds of it.
Universal Pictures invite you.
What's the best sex you've ever had?
Britney Spears. No, I'm kidding.
No. Hold on.
Guys, you said you knew what it was. Go ahead.
Let us get a little more.
No. Rubbish. To take everything you know about love.
You have this kind of problem?
Yeah, of course you did, you saucy mings.
And multiply it by 8.
Would you excuse me for 1 second?
Todd, you said...
Oh, from the singing. Was that Dream Girls?
Lynn, you said you knew what it was.
Dream Girls.
No, you guys, you just tried to convince
Girls.
Me.
Dream Girls. It's Dream Girls. No, I see in your face. I see in your fucking face.
It's Love Actually.
It's Christmas with the Dream Girls, I thought.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
You could give us more clues.
Colin Firth.
Right, go ahead, play one more. We'll do one more.
All right, let's do...
Do the next one. Is this the one you want to do?
Every holiday season, there's one toy everyone has to have.
I want the Turbo Man action figure with the arms and legs that move.
Boy Story 2. Toy Story 2.
First of all, well, stop, Todd. I have to make fun of you. Stop. First of all, you did say Boy Story, which I don't think anything of that.
Yeah, that's
just a slip
dyslexia.
Of. But it is funny that it is a holiday movie and you thought Toy Story 2.
Because I thought toys is holiday. I thought maybe they took the...
You just heard toy.
No, I think the first one, they get excited. Hold on. On one of those shows, they have Toy Story and it does so well, then Christmas comes around 2 years later, we could do... Christmas Toy Story. I don't get it. I got nothing. Okay, let it keep playing. Let it breathe, America.
Every holiday season, there's one toy, everyone has to have.
I want the Turbo Man action figure with the arms.
Do you know it? Hold on.
Do you know, Eric, do you know it?
Yeah, I think I do.
Go ahead.
What is it?
Is it called Jingle All the Way?
Motherfucker.
That's right.
Jingle All the Way, starring Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
Let's do one more. He's the only one that got it.
I like
anything. Let's do one more.
Is this the new one?
Clever.
Somebody's on the roof.
Maybe it's Santa.
Not now, Charlie.
This Christmas,
I got it. The Santa Claus.
Wow, now it's the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes, with Tim Allen.
Yes.
Good for you.
With Tim Allen.
Billy Pelser has a nice home.
What's this?
New one.
Billy, is that you?
Oh, I got it. It's my new hour on Netflix, my comedy special.
That's right. I got to figure out how to plug it in.
Oh, I know it. It's Explosion Bus. No, is this Explosion Bus?
No.
Is it? You sure this is an Explosion Bus?
No, it's not.
Is this Explosion Bus?
I think it is. I think it's Explosion Bus.
I think it. No.
I don't know.
For this bit, I bet it isn't. No, is this Explosion Bus?
Absolutely not.
You think it could it be Explosion Bus? Seriously, Explosion Bus.
No,
he's the dumbest guy
so.
In the world. He's obviously. Oh, God, I know it's Explosion Bus.
No,
really, they're not. This is an expensive ad. You know what this costs?
No,
that's the premium package. The premium packages, we'll take your show and we'll do this to it. No, I think that's the Explosion Bus.
We'll ruin every bit with it.
Yeah, oh, it's Explosion Bus.
A nice girl.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead, play it. Explosion Bus?
Thursday night, maybe
this
like
is definitely Explosion Bus.
Explosion Bus.
I'd love to.
Oh, it's Explosion Bus.
They pay extra for that?
This is $500. You get one. I'll tell you exactly what they get for the $500. Could be anybody. Oh, this is a. It's a Sizzler winner. It's a Sizzler Christmas. Nah, this is. It's a Sizzler Christmas.
No.
Fresh baked potatoes Friday. No, this is. It's a Sizzler Christmas. It's a guy who tries to do in-house ads.
All right, wait. Stop.
It's a Wonderful Life.
No, let's go.
Let it play.
No one's going to guess this. No
you're
one.
Right. Let me let it breathe.
I'm gonna guess. Stop. I'm gonna guess if anybody here has. Well, Chris is the only chance. Person who I would have guessed would figure this out would be Chris, and he already knows what it is.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I'm guessing.
Oh, shut up.
All right, go ahead.
All right, just play it through.
If you get it wet, it will multiply.
Oh, from water, Goonies 2. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think I know what it is, though.
I think it's Gremlins. Right?
It's Gremlins.
It's Gremlins. There you go.
Yeah. I'm gonna do the joke. You figure out which one.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I,
you tell the joke, and then we'll make an executive decision. It might. Okay. Watch my finger there, Chris, and I'm gonna show you which one I think it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, I had sex with a gremlin one time.
Really?
Uh huh. Who says you can't get them wet?
That was kind.
You got the gremlin wet. Did it turn into an orgy?
That's funny. Oh, that's a great tag
what
for that
somebody
joke.
What if on that show was a big fan of the show? And then they found out this week that we're using them in the name of...
Patton Oswalt's on that show now.
Is he really? I would feel bad if he was. Is he really? Guess what? This is all getting edited. No, we're making... Is that, you swear to God, to George Carlin? To George Carlin. I think I can still make fun of it.
Of course you can.
And still wish yes. him that get yeah, yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what you do. Hey, sometimes
he knows. I mean it's
yeah,
all, yeah.
He, yeah, yeah. By the way, yeah, because you sometimes look at
you can make fun of corporate gags and still do them.
That's such a good example. That's why you can still and he's and you, there's a way you can he can do it and you're saying, "Yep." That's I always say that to people.
He could before be the
you,
he's the funniest part of that show now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like if, that I like that.
If
I like
anything,
that.
I give them credit for going out and going, let's get Patton Oswalt for this yeah. and get some street cred.
What happens after I find out someone likes him on it, I try to like go, I got enough things to make fun of. If someone I think is great is on a part of a show that you don't think is great, but that doesn't mean I feel bad for making the joke because it's still
no,
fucking funny.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it's still funny.
Yeah. Okay, do we have
this? What's this?
Oh, 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 Eric.
Crank it up.
Oh, Chris Burden.
Oh, Chris Burden.
Don't be jealous. Your song's next week. Probably won't be this cool.
Probably won't
this song's
be.
Cool. Just like Eric Olsen.
This song's cool.
This
like
cool.
Eric
cool. Cool.
To the film.
This
oh,
song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the man knows how to get down.
All right, so...
Wait, are there any more trailers? Let's do one more.
One more. Why not? It's Christmas. People are sitting around opening up presents, drinking eggnog.
Didn't we do them?
It's holiday, I mean. It's
did
holiday.
No, we did four.
It's holiday. It's holiday morning. What are you doing holiday morning? I can make fun of my own thing. There's someone out there that does say that.
Yeah.
They don't want to change so bad. They go for the part of it. Well, that just coincides with, what are you going to call it? A police woman? Yes, that's how it sounded in the beginning. What are you going to call it? Postman? What would you say? Postman? What are you going to say? Postal worker. Now fucking die.
Postwoman?
I've done this bit before.
That's what you mean.
I can repeat material.
I think we might be... Are we done with the... Okay, let's hear it.
This is the best one of the night. I really set the expectations high for it. Play it.
Discriminating audiences.
I know what this is.
All right, what is it?
This is the. Is this? I'm not joking around. This is the Netflix. My Netflix special on Netflix.
Yeah. All right. I got this one.
Okay. Keep playing it. Forgot the bit I was
shocking,
doing.
Unflinching, eye-opening films about cops ever made.
It's Christmas.
Do we look like the two dumbest guys?
No,
in the
stop,
world
stop,
to you?
stop.
Is this Christmas?
No, this was from last week, I think.
Is that Super Troopers Christmas edition?
Yeah, this is Super Troopers. So
oh,
this
that
is
from
a couple
week.
Of weeks
yeah,
ago.
That's okay.
Okay, so there's no
it's
more.
Funny. Wait, how come I didn't know it this time? That's just where my head's at.
And you guessed it, by the way, the first time.
I wasn't really. I was thinking. I was trying to connect it with the old one. Let's
wait, but Chris,
it.
Like, wasn't there another Christmas trailer left over?
No, we did five.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, listen. What time do you have to. We're going to start going in for the descent
okay.
now. Not the last one.
When Jesus died for man's sins, he even died for Manson's.
That's right.
But please don't think I'm trying to turn your feelings toward this murderer. There's a girl in a cell who knew the killer too well.
What is it? What is this saying?
Jesus something died for all of our sins, including Manson's.
And then what? What are they saying after this? Is this a real song?
And then something about one of the girls that followed him. She sings anyway.
Is someone serious about this, or is this a joke?
I think this Al Olafur's evil.
He thinks Al Olafur is evil.
Is that the guy that sings it?
No, it's the guy who sends the songs in. They're all great. This is a twisted one. Hey, I got to defend Al. He's not here. If we're talking about it, it's. I just want to know from what angle. I don't like – sometimes I'd like to think I'm that naive or I can always get it. Oh, because you don't want to make fun of something that somebody else is making fun of. Like,
right.
Is this someone that's really saying it, or is it someone making like a? Is it just?
Are
someone?
We making fun of a song that's a parody? That's a funny
right.
song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. It's stupid. How could a grandmother get run over by a reindeer?
That happened.
No, it didn't.
Even Squeaky Fromm loves Christmas.
Squeaky Fromm.
Even Squeaky celebrates a special
well, that is
day.
True.
The prison god said nay to new Beatles to play. Even Squeaky Fromm loves Christmas.
Pause it. Isn't this saying pause it? But don't. Yeah, pause it. You're right where we stopped it. Okay, cool. This is sort of what I was saying, that we have to treat people, you know, no matter what happens. Yes, sometimes we have to put people away, but this song is really echoing a lot that I've been trying to say for many years. Well, I don't know about all of it.
Though there's not much left of her mind, her memories are festive.
That's true.
The family would never starve, but fought over who got to cop. There was always pig to pick apart and really good blood pudding.
Wait, is this in bad taste? I swear to God.
Acid-tainted pumpkin pie and angels we have heard while high. Even Squeaky Fromm loves Christmas.
Who's Squeaky Fromm? Pause it. Who's Squeaky Fromm?
I there's
She's
a lot
one of Manson's
going
followers.
On. Oh, okay.
She's
maybe we
the...
shouldn't play this song. There's something great about it, though. You know what it says? If you put in a happy beat, I'll like anything. You know, but I don't want.
Where does he find this shit?
Todd, how do you like this Christmas song?
Christmas time in the summer, the Christmas cheers in the air. And although your friends are gathered round, the fire's in the air. It's Christmas time in the summer, and it's... All right, that's all I got. I don't want to... Okay, pause it. Take my echo out of my mic. Okay, let's go around the room. Tell everybody one story about yourself. I know what I want to do before we do that. Atomic Six... Atomic Six, who was saying, I just want to do him right. He's very adamant to go, come on, some of the jingles I love, just some of them. He's like, ease up. He wants to be very clear with that because I think maybe he's thinking that I'll be like, oh, he doesn't not like any of them. He would not feel heard. He's probably right now, if he's listening, he's going, thank you, because you're right. He does like some of them. There's some, ease up. I can't give you the particulars. But he wrote a letter to me today. Mm-hmm. That's the way he felt. And I would like to put it to the music that we did with Jared 1987. So do we have that karaoke song? All right. So guess who? Atomic Six wrote me an apology letter. Lynn's going to sing it like we did Jared 1987.
Dear Todd.
Very sweet, by the way. I appreciate it.
At first I didn't think I was going to write this. But in the words of Jared 1987, you were right and I was wrong. I need to understand that just because there's something,
in your show that I really don't like. I shouldn't expect you to change your entire show. And the fact that I'd even request it makes me doubt my stability.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Maybe I'm overreacting a little bit.
Picture it written.
And I hope the expectations I'm putting on the people in my life aren't the same I put on your show. In closing, you did it all in a very kind, funny way. And I know it's not the end of the world. But like you said, things don't have to be the end of the world to discuss them. And you know what? I think those jingles are starting to grow on me. Matter of fact, I want more jingles. I want more jingles. I want more jingles. I gotta have more jingles. If you could turn this letter into something, that would be very nice. So thank you, Todd. I'm your loyal fan forever. I need you to understand, just because there's something in the show I don't like, I shouldn't expect that it even requested makes me doubt my stability.
Atomic Six, you are a good man. I don't take an apology with like a I swear to you, I don't take it like, well, I was right. The fact that he's able, I hope I'm a big enough person the next time. This isn't over anything that big of a deal. It's just a little bit of a, you could say, a creative disagreement. Like, come on, just. And he had the ability to say he was wrong. I hope in the same situation I'm able to not just. That's a big man. But there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know right now if I've got the guts to tell you. I don't know. No need reverb. But I did something wrong. Now, I don't know if you expected me to say it right away. I don't want to do this bit like this, but I want to tell you the truth.
Wait. Is there a truth?
There is the truth.
What is it?
To George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
To George Carlin. I overreacted the way I was setting it up before, but, you know, it's still a bit, but I'm taking the bit a different way. But it is to George Carlin. He didn't write that.
He didn't?
No, I wrote it today. Like, that I wish there was a song he would have gotten.
I sang a fake song?
Yes. You knew it.
When he said, I gotta tell you something. When he said,
didn't it sound like me a little?
Makes me question my stability.
That's what I hope he thinks, kind of gave it away.
Well,
by the way, our smart listeners are going, there's truth to what Todd's saying. The reason I made it made sense, it's true. If he has these expectations of the show, like if he can, he might be doing that to his family. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's not true. But what if he's going, I guess I might do that. Hey, even if you don't do it, the fact that you would be weary, don't set unrealistic expectations to the people around you. And maybe that isn't a fair one. So he could have written that letter, but he didn't. He would have been right if he wrote it. Hey, if he wrote that letter and it was real, wouldn't you think that was a guy who got it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't. But I get it.
I like the first
line. The only way you can get it
certainly reads like it.
I like the first line. Dear Todd, at first I didn't think I was going to write this.
Yeah, I really got into it.
And I didn't.
And I was right.
Yeah, I was right. Read it like that again. Read
Dear
it like
Todd.
That. No, just sing it. And the whole thing's a lie. I made it up.
Dear Todd, first I didn't think I was gonna write this. And I didn't, you know I didn't write this. But in the words of someone else who wrote this, I was right and obviously you were wrong.
Wait, who's this coming from? Is this from Jared? Is this his real feelings?
I like that Lynn is improvising this, but is still holding the piece of paper and pretending to read off of it.
Well, he had to go. He had to something to base it on. I threw a lot by him. All right.
Okay.
Okay, pause it out. Lynn, I thought you did a good job. You know what? You got to be cruel to be kind.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I tell you about my phone call the other day?
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Oh, all right.
Can you take the reverb out of his mic?
So,
for the love of God, can somebody? I feel like I'm pulling a pole anchor around this show.
I was on a call the other day, and this guy was on the other line, and and I was calling for support, and I got one of those Eastern Indian support lines, mm-hmm. right? You know, thank you for calling.
How do you know he was Eastern Indian?
Because he said, thank you for calling. I'm here in Eastern India.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just doing the accent because the accent adds to the bit. But he was very intelligent on the phone, very nice. And at the end, he said, if you want to call me, you can call me at 97.
By the way, I'm going to set this up. It's adorable. If you think it's funny for the right reason, it's adorable.
He says, you can call me at 972-9... You can call me at 972-9-0-4-7-0-0-2.
That's just great. You know what?
Great.
That's a mistake. I can laugh at that because I've done things like that.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? That's a mistake a foreigner would make.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's just beautiful. That's all. That's why I don't think I'm mean for
I've been
laughing.
Using it ever since.
Nothing.
My phone number has a nothing in it.
It's like when I asked my mom.
3-1-0. What?
It's like when I asked
nothing.
That's when I asked my
you
mom
couldn't call me.
If your legs had lids, so how the food didn't fall in them. That's the question. Well, I was only 3 in all fairness.
Were you?
No, 33.
Yeah.
No, it was last year. No, it was yesterday. Today on the phone.
I was asked my doctor. My doctor asked me to ask my mom.
I'll tell you, my doctor, he told me to eat more candy from the mini bar at 3 in the morning. I'm trying.
Who's your doctor?
My doctor is Dr. Vinny Bamboots. I can never say that right. So anyway, now go around the room.
What was the story you wanted us to tell?
Oh, yeah. Let's go around the room now. When we do it here, try to be very careful with the microphone. But to George Carlin, I want everyone to – what should we do? Okay, now this isn't too much to George Carlin. The next round go around will be. No. A true story about yourself and a false story about yourself when you were younger.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, shit, you can't play. You've been helping me with that book a lot, so I don't know if it's fair for you to play. So you have to leave yourself out.
Well, all right.
No, when you're guessing, when they're getting,
I know.
Not to do one, when you're guessing.
I know. You could still, you know, have some, we're only up to third grade on your book.
Okay.
So you can make some shit up.
All right, well,
your,
you go first. Okay, you ready? So, Will, are you ready? You
want
to do it?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, it's like one true and one false. When I was 6, okay, I'm going to make it easier. Here, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do a song and come back. Something that you remember you grew up with that was fun about your you did fun with your family. Remember we were going to set
Wait,
this
I'm
up
confused.
Before?
I thought you – which one are we doing? The fun one? The true and false one?
Not doing true and false anymore.
Oh. Oh. That's the one
– You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. You start.
I start? Okay.
Are you shitting me?
All right.
It's time to play. Is this story about me? Go ahead. I like that.
Oh, it's a short thing.
Oh, I'll do it again quicker. Watch. It's time to play. Is this story true about me? If it is, which one's false?
Okay. When I first moved to America,
okay,
my parents and I were driving in the car, and an ambulance came by, and all the cars darted out of the way. the way you do for an ambulance in this country. And my dad said, and I was very impressed by that, you know, how organized it was. And because, you know, in Europe or in Russia, people don't really do that. Ambulance just makes their way around you. Jesus. And my dad said, he just said, oh, yeah, you have to do that because if you don't get out of the way, they shoot you. They will shoot at your car. If a cop car or an ambulance or a fire truck.
So glad I played this
and
game.
And if you don't get out of the way, they will shoot. And I don't know if he was joking. Like, but I walked around with that for a long time. Like, I got a driver's license, and it wasn't until high school that I asked somebody, and they went, what? That's not fucking, you know, that's not fucking true. But, like, my entire, you know, childhood, I walked around thinking, oh, if you don't get out, you will get shot.
Okay, and now that we don't know if that's real or fake. So now you tell another story. And then I have a theory on something. Please don't let me forget a theory I have on this thing. Okay, go ahead.
Well, okay.
I think I'm guessing.
You know how, like, in 1989, the Berlin Wall came down?
Mm-hmm.
And there is this iconic footage of them first taking it down in Berlin. Well, did you know that I lived in Berlin at the time? You knew that, right? You knew I lived in Germany as a kid. I lived in Berlin at the time, and this was a school day, and I was supposed to go to school, but my mom, you know, was really nervous about everything that was going on, so I didn't go to school that day, and she took me just to see, like, all the demonstrations, and that day, that's when they happened to, like, first, like, climb on the wall and crack it, and in some of the news footage, if you, like, all the way in the back, we were, like, in the back of the crowd, but you could see, like, in those first news footage of the wall coming down, you can see my mom standing with me. I was little. I was only 9. But you can see my mom in the crowd.
Okay. Now, we're going to go around the room. I love this. And I have a theory, but I don't want to, like, let everyone else go first. So go ahead, Lynn.
I believe that the first story is fake and the second story is real.
Okay. Chris, nice and loud. Okay, the opposite of what Lynn said. So you thought the first story was real and the second story was fake. Okay. Eric?
I think the first story was real.
Okay. Second story is fake. And by the way, one was real, one was fake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Here's how good I think I am. And by the way, I'm baring my soul here in a silly way because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I go in with conviction. I knew right away the first story was real. It's hard to do this. We all are going to have to do it. We're going to all have to do it. And guess what? In a weird way, we have more pressure on us than you because I get it. So I don't say this in a critical way. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
It's hard. You did a good job on the second one, but you could tell you were trying to think of things, and it's hard. The first one, oh, there's a fucking story. It fucking happened. Which one's real?
The second one. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. How great would that have been? No, that first thing is true. And in high school, like, I remember I was in the car with people, like, American kids, and I was still just a weird immigrant kid. And I remember, like, blurring that out, and first people just looking at me like I was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously they laughed. But, you know, that moment when you realize something you've walked around with for the last 5 years is a complete fabrication. It was a very embarrassing moment.
I get it. I love it.
If you don't get out of the way, they shoot at you.
You don't make up stuff like that. Yeah, I'm sure your dad was a good dad. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I've heard some stories from your mom. Apparently, he really liked to get around the neighborhood.
He needed to go places.
He's no Eric. He's no Eric. All right, so Lynn, do you want to go? Is this okay? Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you know, I have a big family.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's
you mean brothers and sisters?
Brothers and sisters.
Okay.
So when we had 8 kids and my parents, right, all 10 of us, and we were all on vacation in Lake Tahoe, and my dad had rented a boat. My dad thought he could drive anything. We were renting a boat. We're all in the boat, and he went across the wake like wrong. You know, you can go kind of sideways or you can go straight over it. Went across the wake kind of sideways. And my youngest brother fell out. That's not the greatest story, but my youngest brother fell out and he drowned. So we have 7 kids now and my 2 parents. So that's one story.
Oh, come on. There's no way you would. Okay, we're going to listen.
Oh, that's your second story about two of your brothers drowning.
Okay, my second story.
Hold on. Let's keep...
There you go. Okay, my second story is...
Oh, your second
story. It's about my family again.
Can I tell you that I'm hoping the first story isn't true?
So...
But I don't. If it is, it is. I'm not going to ruin my night.
If you were hoping it was true, that's really mean. So my second story is the same thing. So it's oh shit, damn! No, it's all nine of us in the station wagon, right? And we lived in Montana.
Only instead of a boat, it's a jet ski. Yeah.
So we're all in the station wagon, right? Three in the front, three in the middle, and three in that old that like metal seat that, that faced backwards. And we lived in Montana. We were coming to California for vacation for Christmas. So we came all the way down here for Christmas. It was great, nice and warm. And we were heading back to Montana, and we got stuck in a snowstorm in Salt Lake City. And we couldn't keep going any farther. And my dad pulled off the road and said, I'm sick of the snow. Let's take a vote. How many of you want to move to California? And eight of the nine of us raised our hands, and my dad said, okay, that's good. Turned around, got on the freeway, came back south, and we moved to California.
All right. I think that's an easy – well, if you never know. I mean, I hope to God you don't think it's funny to go, no, my brother died. You know, because you're so excited that we fooled you. So I'm going to say, well, can I go? Yeah, I'm going to say the second story is true. The first story, because I've known you a long time. And if it either says I'm a bad friend or you never mentioned it to me. But I don't remember you ever saying anything about you having a brother that died. And we, you know, we're pretty honest with each other.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the dad turning around.
I was going to say the same thing as Todd. Me and Lynn know each other a long time.
Yeah. So you're saying I'm basically right?
Yeah,
you think?
Exactly.
Okay, Will? Will said the second one's true.
Is that what Todd said?
Yes.
That's what I said.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say the first story's true, but then there was a happy ending. They got the water out of his lungs.
No.
And everybody was okay.
No, that's not the story. You can't add to the story.
It didn't happen, Eric.
Which part didn't happen?
I never had a brother that died.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So we were right.
I know. I said they got the water out of his lungs.
That'd be too heavy.
Okay, yeah, it would be too heavy. Crispy. Can you do? Do you want to do one? Do you want to try to seriously do one?
No.
No.
Okay, Todd, go ahead.
Okay, how about you, Eric?
You?
Okay. Okay. So do you want to do one?
You try it.
Okay, I'll try. Okay. Well, they're not a.
Hey Todd, do you want some reverb or background?
No, I do. Do you have?
Are you going to improv this right here?
I don't want you to do
prepared?
It. I don't want you to guess.
You okay.
Okay. Because no
nothing
no background music.
7-0-0-9.
You know, we just need to you know. Play an Al Olafur song. No, we shouldn't do that right now.
No, go ahead. Tell your story.
Okay, so here's my story. When we come back, no, we'll do it right now. Hey, get one of Al's songs ready after this, okay?
I'll do a quick be right back.
No, get an Al Olafur song ready and then play that after.
All of them.
Well, play another one. I don't care. Play it again.
Okay.
People forget. Well, these aren't big deals, but one of them is true and one of them is false. Neither one of them is a big deal, though. Mm-hmm. It's not like some groundbreaking thing. It's just little things. I think it's more like me. Someone tells you misinformation and you go with it. I know sometimes it's hard. A kid's asking you a question. If you do this once in a while, it's not a big deal, but be honest with kids because they remember it. And then when you have this misinformation. So anyway, one of the things.
What if your first story is about killing Lynn's brother on a boat?
I was on a boat and Lynn, we were all going to take turns on the jet ski, and he had fucking 9 kids, so I pushed one under the water. It looked like he drowned, and I never told anybody that. So anyway, when I was little, there was an ice cream truck came through the neighborhood, one of those soft serve trucks,
mm-hmm.
and the guy next door paid with a check. And he, you know, we knew him. He was friends with my parents, and he paid with a check for me and ice cream. I go, what is that? He goes, you don't have to pay for it. He goes, nope. I go, it's just free. He goes, yep. I go, can you write it for any amount you want? Yep. It's all free. I'm like, that's... Like, why are my parents doing that? Or something. I remember being so confused. But then for a long time, I remember once telling my brother, you don't have to pay for that if you write it with a check. He goes, what? Anyway, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
More bitter than wine.
Okay. And what's the true story?
I liked that it had a little musical interlude. What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. I don't know if that was a joke.
Be rude.
What's the other one?
Hey.
Okay. Oh, wait, okay, so, shut up. Okay, so, horrible at this. Can I tell you what the problem is? I just think, hold on. The thing is to be in the moment, and I fucked up. And now I'm not going to be able to do it because if this second story is true, then why am I having such a hard time remembering it?
Because you get it's it? Painful to
thanks for helping me, but I think the audience knows that it's a lie. Otherwise, it would I'd be remembering.
Maybe
it.
Your brother died and you're sad.
Yeah. So I had to – can I do my version of this? I'm ending the game or true – two. Okay, I'm going to be honest now. One of these could be false or both of them could be true.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not joking around.
Yeah.
One of these could
go
be –
go ahead.
Okay. Well, you could say they're both true or the second one's false. I think I'm giving away the answer halfway, but not to everybody. There might be someone half paying attention. They're my target audience right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? People suck. Okay, when I was little, you know, you don't – again, it has to do with being written off maybe, and there was a girl. Her name was Sandy Kretschmann, and she went over and she was trying to hit on some guy. I knew it. I was little, but I knew what she was doing. And he was, like, being nice, and he was, like, you know, being very friendly, like an adult that was mm-hmm. cool, you know. And he was talking to me, and she came over flirting with her big tits sticking out, you know, like, hi, mm-hmm. how you doing? The other guy's name was Sandy Kretschmann.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, her name was Sandy Kretschmann. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Sandy Kretschmann. I forget his name. I think his first name was Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, get out of here. Go scoot. Play with kids your own age. Because she wanted to fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably right. I mean, mm-hmm. if this happened, if it didn't, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink it. Don't underthink it. This story either happened then. But I remember when she walked, you know, I swam away a little bit like, Jesus, someone just fucking gave me the get the fuck away card. Okay? What do you think?
That's the story?
Yeah, that's the story. What did you think happened?
I'm going to guess that's true because that's pretty mild story.
What do you think? You weren't supposed to guess, by the way, but it didn't matter.
There's, Yeah, that story's true.
Both of them are true?
Both of them are true.
Chris?
I think they're both false.
No, they can't be. One has to be real, one has to be false. Do you want to guess that way?
You said they could have been. Okay,
no.
They're both true.
Yeah.
I want to say the second one's not. No, the second one is true. The first one isn't true.
Okay, the first one isn't true. And the second one isn't true?
No, the second one is true.
He says the second one's true. The first one isn't true. Will? No.
That's what I was saying originally.
Welcome to. We're going to change this name to play the game with real morons. These are not fake morons for a bit. These are real live morons that are repeatedly given the order. Now, either you two get that that's true, but I think these two are really thinking, I don't know, I'm going to go off the board. So I'm going to repeat the rules of the game again. One is. What if I'm completely wrong?
What if you're like. All right, how about this one? One time I was at a radio station and I got a free tattoo on the air.
No, I think that's false.
Right. Okay, I think – right. Thank you. No, I think that I said one that they both could be true or one could be true, one could be false. Wasn't that the sort of the scenario that I gave? So they both could be true or one could be true, one could be false. They're not both false. So now which would you like to go? I like how people make me feel bad just because I have to – it's not even worth it anymore. It's not even worth it. The only thing that was worth it that at least I said that, so I brought it into the realness of – Great Christmas show. Great fucking Christmas show. Show sucks. You guys are fucking horrible. I gotta be in the moment. I need something more. I need more energy.
Is that your story?
What else?
They're both. The second one is. They're both true.
Yeah.
They're both true. Sandy Kretschmann, a real. But I'll bleep those names out. What if she's still whoring around? She's 75. She goes, you're giving me a bad name.
Those are her two hobbies, podcasts and whoring around.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in for the close.
Want to sing a Christmas song?
Well, maybe that's how we'll close the show out today.
We have two.
Do you know that we'll do one? Hold on 1 second. Do you know that on the Fred – on? Oh, we didn't get the Mr. Rogers theme ready. We'll have to do it another week. What we'll do here – is there any other Al Olafer songs we didn't play?
No.
All right, so we're going to go in for the close. Jesus, this was – is there anything – why don't we do – you know what? It's some shows can't always end exciting. So relax, everybody.
We've proven that over the years.
No, this is the worst. This is the worst. This is a great Christmas show. I love it because it's like exactly what it should be. Set your expectations high and expect very little.
Just like Christmas.
Just like Christmas. Now, you know why it's great? Because when it happens...
You know how you woke up this morning and you walked down or to the other room,
mm-hmm.
you know, one floor house, and then you ran up and you opened the box and you unwrapped it And it was a little disappointing. Like it's still you still enjoyed it, but no. It was a little disappointing. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Can I tell you though? I will. It'll mind fuck me if I end the show and think that there's not a little bit of a comedic. Yeah. Well, the thing is, here's what's going on. Because first of all, every show to me. Always fun. You take this roller coaster. But I think now this will explain everything and it won't seem cold at all. Because it did seem cold if I leave it at that. I love every show. But I do look for that ending. And like Rory once said to me, you don't always get that like big. So sometimes I comedically do it. Like I'll music it and then we do have an ending. But that gets old if I can't do that every time. Sometimes you just had some fun conversation. It's not necessarily fireworks at the end. That's why
it doesn't have to end in a big bang. Like sometimes you just stop and walk away.
And you know what I love it.
That's what I
shut the fuck up. You gotta cut the losses.
That's my sex motto. You gotta know when to walk away and just stop.
No, let me just say it for real. Otherwise, I will stay up till 5 in the morning. I love. Just like when I'm hanging out, I say this a million times, but I'm going to say it a million and one. That way it comforts me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm comfortable, everyone else is comfortable. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I always like doing this. It's just like I'm going to make the comparison. When I have friends over to my house, it doesn't always turn 3 in the morning and everybody's, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And that's what the show is. But I do look for that. So when I say, this show sucks, it just means I can't find a big ending. But I had a great time. Anytime I get together, this is doing exactly. Well, I don't want to talk about the podcast in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited about Christmas?
Yes. You're damn right I am.
Oh, Todd, you know, put your shirt back on. What are you doing?
Shut up. You know what? Oh, Daniel, seriously, put your pants back on. I can make you do anything to it, Fitz. Come on.
Todd, is that a pet lion? What's going on? Why are you naked with a lion on your lap?
Hey, Daniel, I don't care how much peanut butter you put on your penis. The lion ain't going to lick it off. Oh, you can keep digging your hand in that jar and digging it. Oh, he slathers it on. The lions are allergic to peanut butter. That's gross. Oh, my God. You're bending over and shoving a hot dog up your ass.
Shut up. Don't ruin it. I'm leaving. Oh, we're both leaving.
We're both leaving. All right, so there we go. See, you started working a little harder. It's funny you brought something to the goddamn table. All right, let's shut everything off just for a second. All right, hold on. just, I don't like my laugh. Okay, so, hold on. But thank God we have Lynn here to end the show off. But here's what I'd like to do. We're going to go around the room right now because I like this. It's going to be nice. To George Carlin, I think this is a good thing to do. You know, I really do. Sometimes when I don't do something that I perceive might be a little... What's the word, schmaltzy or cheesy?
Definitely not schmaltzy.
Schmaltzy is like an old-time vaudevillian word. That's a little schmaltzy, I think. But I guess, what if everyone hold on. What if everyone here really went schmaltzy? Like, what are the odds you'd all go, schmaltzy, that's it. You took the word out of my mouth. Ready? Mm. So you all do it. This is never going to happen. You know what I think it is? Sometimes, I don't know how to say it, but if I could just say it. I know what you guys are thinking. It's like, schmaltzy.
Schmaltzy. It's exactly what I was going to say.
Schmaltzy. I think you guys could do that bit better.
Schmaltzy.
Yeah, we're going to call it Family Guy, that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Then, ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. And don't give out the word. I'll give out the word because otherwise, just you can't. It's all right at the tip of your tongues. And then I don't know. I just feel like when I'm about to do something that's. I don't want it to be perceived as. How do I say this? Like,
I know what you mean.
I know what you guys are thinking. Shh, I got it. You're gonna love me. It's a little schmaltzy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes,
that's the word.
It's a lot schmaltzy. Oh.
Yes, thank you.
It's the schmaltziest.
Okay, but we're gonna go on the room, and we talked about this in the first show. Tell something. Oh, no, not for this. like that's my. I don't know why not for this. What were you going to play? Is this just background music?
Yeah.
You know what?
And then I thought I'd start the car
trying. No. Don't do that. Let's do this bit. It's going to be a nice bit. And then we're going to end with a song. This is a great part of the show. You know why? I know our journey. We're fine. We're going to do this. It's going to be nice. I hope it inspires other people to do it. Lynn ends with a song. And this was a nice Christmas show. I'll tell you what. It is easy. to give this advice, and I really tried. I really love my family, but when you go home sometimes, it's not even – forget about even if you have a family that's legitimately crazy or there's if there's really stuff. Even when it's a great family, and mine is. They really is. We all get along, but it's a lot – it can be a lot of stress, and when I go home, it's hard for me to let stuff go. Like, you know what I mean? Like the dog bowls on the floor. I have to move it, you know, a certain way where I like it. I just have – it's hard for me not to, like, get everything, but just to go, fuck it.
When you're when you're at your mom's house, do you have to own the space? Like, do you have to, like, have it be the way you want it be?
It's
hard
for me.
Or are you able to just let go?
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Of everything.
That's hard for me. Like, I'll go home. My mom has, like, three dogs. So in the morning, which I think is great. I really try not to have this bother me. Really. So I come upstairs, downstairs. There's upstairs and there's downstairs. Downstairs is like an above the ground basement. So that's where I stay when I'm home. And
it's above the ground basement.
You know what I mean? So it's
that's
like,
when rich people have their basement above the ground.
It's true. All right. So anyway, we can bring this music out because it's going to go on for a while.
But, we're talking about basements.
Okay. So I come upstairs, and she might have three marrow bones on the floor because the dogs like to chew on them. And if they're a puppy, it's just something for them to do. They really like it. It's a treat. They really like it, you know. Mm-hmm. And at least I'm telling you the truth. I get it. It's like a treat for a dog, you know, a marrow bone. But they're all over the floor, and it looks like they're eating raw bones on the floor. And afterwards, she'll mop the kitchen floor, and then she'll put the bones in the freezer, and then maybe give it to them. But I can't drink coffee with those bones sitting on the floor. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm like, everything has to be calm. Like, if I go in and the birds, she has birds, right? Mm-hmm. So in the morning, she'll pull the trays out from under the birds, wrap the newspaper up. And then eventually, when she's done, I'm giving my mom credit. Like, when they're all done, my stepdad and her, they're having coffee. They can sit through this. Then when they're done their coffee, they both put the bird cage back together. They put the marrow bones away. Everything, the kitchen looks like perfect. I'm like, invite me up then.
She changes the paper in the cage every day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. How does she know when the bird's done reading it?
You did not.
That's so silly. Oh, seriously?
I shouldn't laugh that hard at a joke I made.
Yes,
but
you should. Hold on. No, because the bird tells her, just like it tells her she's thirsty. She's like, all right, I read everything on there. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Then give no music for this, just this one. And you don't have to do this, but everybody's welcome to. So, hold on, don't play anything for this, okay? Well, maybe a little Christmas. Get the Christmas, the owl. Yeah, but real soft. But I'll tell you when. So anyway, it's hard. So anyway, you're going to tell a story that's something you did. You know, see, you know what it's like? It's like, I know this is like, I'm about to do something, and I feel like it's, how do I say it? Like,
there's a word for it.
I guess I'm paranoid to do something that's perceived, even though I think it from my heart. With? Schmaltzy.
Schmaltzy, thank you. Yes.
Schmaltzy.
Oh, God.
Schmaltzy. I took the words out of your mouth?
Right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. So, but here it is. So you're going to think of something your parents did that makes you who you are. Good quality. You're like, you know, they might never sat me down and said this to me, but that's a quality I have because of them. Maybe a good sense of humor. Maybe you learn whatever it is. And you could tell that story and have a great mom. You could have a mom you weren't thrilled with, but you're still able to go, you know what? She did a lot of this and a lot of that, but that's a good quality I got. Or you could love her all over. And you know what I mean? If anybody can try to think about it. Because I have friends like that. They're like, it's a good thing to do. I have a friend, their parents, it was rough, but I admire her. I won't say her name because it doesn't matter, but I just won't. But I like that she went, you know what? With this bad, I do think about this quality. And that's I got from them. A silly sense of humor is what they said.
We're doing this sincerely, right? It's no joke.
Yeah, no, it's no joke. But I think that makes sense. And so it's a quality you got, you know. And then the other thing is a good memory you have from their family. Like something you did, you're like – and I think it'll also prove that kids remember or whatever some weird things sometimes. You're like, God, that meant a lot. Your parents might not even know, but, you know.
Okay.
Can I
just do that one?
No, do both.
Oh.
Come on and get into it and wake the fuck up and make this nice. I'm not shitting around. Hi, it's Todd Glass, everybody. Make it fucking nice.
Okay. Who's going first?
Whoever wants to go first. Eric, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll say something. A Christmas tradition we have over at my dad's house.
That's a great story.
We'll take a break.
Every Christmas Eve, we sit around and we watch the movie Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's false. That's just so stereotypical.
I don't believe that one. No,
I don't
what's
believe
your other
that
story?
One. What's your other story? Come on. That's such a great... Wait a second. No. Okay, so that's one story. Go. You'd go over the Christmas Eve and you'd all watch what?
Christmas Vacation.
And you still do it?
I think this will be the first year I'm not back for Christmas Eve. But yeah, the reason I like it so much is because it's every year it's a reminder that my dad has a sense of humor. That the family does have a sense of humor. We can come together and laugh at this dysfunctional family and know that we're okay.
Well, no. Again, I'm not going to ask you to do something serious and then make any – there's enough time to make jokes. I don't mind just wholeheartedly getting into why I like that. Yeah, because – I don't do it that often with my family, but I have done that once, watched a movie, and it can be like you take the time. Yeah, it takes a little bit of organization. Once you do it, it can be really enjoyable. I don't do it that often. I think probably once, but you would think you would do it more. And then what's a quality you think you have from them that might be a good quality?
I think the sense of humor.
You got your sense of humor from your parents. Daniel?
I remember – when I was 5 or 6, my dad, I had to make a costume for...
this is true, right? It's weird playing that game and then hearing this.
It was a New Year's party, and it was like a masquerade costume in our school, and I didn't have a costume. My parents couldn't afford one. I think that's what it was. We didn't have the money. And my dad told me he'd make me one, and he was busy with work all week, and he was busy every day and every night, you know. I'd go to bed and he wouldn't be home, and I'd wake up and, you know, he was gone and I didn't have a costume. And then the night before the party came, like the next day I had to go to school and I still didn't have a costume. And I was really, really worried and that it wasn't going to get done. And I went to sleep. I was like really upset. And I remember waking up to go pee or something. And I saw my dad. He was in the kitchen and he was like making my costume for me. And then I woke up and it was all done. And, like, he stayed up all night doing it.
And how old are you at this point, honestly?
This was last year.
No.
I'm like 5 or 6 at this point. And that's like one of the earliest memories I have of my dad. And that was just a very cool thing that, you know, he was just, he
it was
just came through.
A kind thing.
Yeah, he just really came through. And it was a very sweet thing to know that, you know, my dad would be there, you know.
He had it in him.
He had it in him.
Yeah. Some people might, seriously, would you think like, oh, I wish I could have seen more of that. But some people never see any of that. Mm-hmm. You knew that was inside your father because of that one simple thing.
Yeah, and that was great. I never forgot it.
And then what's a quality that you think you have? You know, like, you know, the same sense of humor could be.
Well, I don't know. I guess the fact that I like to read. My mom would lock me in the bathroom.
Hold on. You sure you want to talk about this with almost Dr. Kevin?
With books, and then I she wouldn't let me out until I read a certain amount, and then I had to talk
to
her about it.
You stay in that bathroom, and you read a book, Daniel.
I don't know why she's German.
You must leave and move to America.
But that's true.
Be on podcast.
And at the time, it seemed like borderline child abuse, but in retrospect, I'm glad that.
Sure, you're glad.
Yeah.
Lynn?
So my mom was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
She was a piano player. She played like rehearsal piano for Buck Owens and people like that. So she was a really good musician. So she, out of all the kids, I'm the only one that took, you know, into music with, mm-hmm. followed her. So she kept trying to teach me piano ever since I was like really little, like 6, 7 years old, all the way through junior high. I didn't want to do it. Then high school, and she read music beautifully, but she didn't have to. She could hear any song and just start playing. And she always was saying, "No, you have it. It's there. You have it. It's there. You're my son. You have it. It's there." And son, I can remember the day when I was like 18 years old, and I was sitting at the piano, and all of a sudden, it just turned on. It just like it was a click, a flip of the mm-hmm. switch, and I went. I called her and I go, "Hey, I got it." And she goes, "What do you mean you got it?" I go, "I got it. Now I know what you've been trying to teach me all these years. It just finally clicked in, and then I could just play whatever I wanted to play from that moment on."
Oh, by the way, if that doesn't, you know, we all know that like some people have that stuff in them, but it doesn't. You don't have to. It doesn't matter what you believe in. Has nothing to do with any of that. We don't care where it comes from. But some people have that in them, and that story amplifies that because it's like. I don't have that in me. Mm-hmm. Do you know I've sat at the piano and thinking, what if I could just fucking get it? Mm-hmm. I should be able to one day my hands, and I know this sounds louder and that's lower, and why can't just one day I'll put my hands down, and when no one's around, I do that, and nothing ever happens. I'm like, sweet Caroline, why the fuck can't I? Goddamn.
Uh-huh.
But Lynn's saying, yeah,
yeah.
When it's in your blood or whatever you want to say,
mm-hmm.
yeah. one day it just made sense. You figured out these chords, those chords, but hey, one day it all came together, right?
Yep.
Because your mom, it was different than your mom basically saying, you know, keep trying to teach you and teach you. She knew you had it in you. There's some kids don't, right. And then they could be taught it. Your mom's like, you don't need you.
But if you're like, mom, I got it. Listen, I got it. And you play for a little bit, and then she went, nah, you don't got it.
No, not yet. Nah, you don't got it yet.
And you actually play some nice piano. She goes, well, I don't know if you totally got it. All right, and what's a quality you think you have from your mom or dad?
Definitely from my dad. My dad was a big lovey, huggy, kissy in public. Doesn't matter where we are. It didn't matter after a baseball game.
He's very affectionate.
Extremely affectionate.
How about your mom? Was she as affectionate as your dad?
Yeah, but my dad was more affectionate.
See, that's great. When dads are affectionate, that means that, boy, does that, when both parents are super affectionate, boy, does that make a big difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, my dad had 4 boys and 3 girls, and he hugged the boys and equally with the girls. You know, it didn't matter when, in public and anywhere. So that's why I'm a hugger.
Good.
Can I condense them since I'm not even on the panel? I just
yes. No, you don't have to. Do both.
Put the personality trait as well as the memory. Put it all together.
A good memory that you had that you enjoyed, and then also what's the quality you have
it's
from them?
It's all going to be kind of one. So Christmas, I was about 4 or 5 years old. My mom got a puppy. I got like.
Is this true?
This is false. No.
No, it's true, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, cool.
It was a spaniel puppy, beautiful little dog. And loved it so much, play with it all the time. And it was, I got it around the time, like 5 years old, when you lose your first tooth, you know? That first, like, front one comes out. And my dad was always telling me, like, tie a string around it and just yank it out, you know? Don't let it come out by itself. Just yank it out of there. So I'm like, before I do this, I'm going to try it out on this spaniel. So I got it. Yeah, I tied a string around.
Is this true? Yeah. To George Carlin, this is the truth?
Swear to George Carlin.
Okay. I trust you.
Yeah. Tied a string like around the base of it. Didn't get that tight. I was 5 years old.
And this is a good memory.
Tied it around a doorknob.
For the dog.
Tied it around a doorknob. This is true. Slammed it, and the dog yelped. And I was like, oh, that's the worst sound I'd ever heard. I got so sad. Nothing happened. He just, it kind of yanked on him a little bit. Right? So cut to like a few months later, the dog started growing up. We had an apartment. My mom and I had this small 2-bedroom apartment with a small backyard. And she would go outside, and you know, one morning she wasn't there. And I was so sad. Her name was Honeybun. She ran away. And I was about 5-6 years old. She had just gotten.
Wait, you said to George Carlin, do you
to George
get.
George Carlin, yeah.
Cause, so we're not going to invest ourselves. Because, I mean, if it's a joke, will you be able to enjoy it? Okay, go ahead.
I said it's a personality trait mixing with Christmas.
I'm listening.
So this is about age 6, right? Cut to age 14. My mom's had this old friend, Erna Mae, much older than her. She's an old family friend. Just southern, big southern good woman. She used to cook so good. She used to babysit me a little bit. 14 years old, visiting Erna Mae. I haven't seen her in years. This is in North Tulsa in Oklahoma. And my mom's like, you recognize this dog? Is this Honeybun? And she's like, yeah, I couldn't tell you. We couldn't afford dog anymore. So I gave it to Erna Mae about 8 or 9 years ago. And I felt so bad about that, making it yell. And I was like, after it ran away, I was like, damn it, I never told that dog I was sorry for trying to yank its tooth out. It was fine. It just yelped and it was fine. But I felt so bad about that. And then I saw this, I thought it was dead. Definitely ran away, but probably didn't survive, you know? 8 years later, and I'm reunited with it, and I felt like, oh my God, I feel so guilty, but so happy to see it again. And I learned, like, my mom, like, what a, you know, she basically kept a lie up for 10 years just so I wouldn't be disappointed that we had to give dog away.
That is, that really does say a lot about, it's like, and also says what a parent has, like, those decisions that a parent has to make sometimes, like, how do you deal with this? So I relate with that because I had a dog that I pet to death, and my mom kept that a secret from me. I wouldn't stop holding it.
But I guess anyway. What I left out of the story is that I felt so guilty about the...
Wait, 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 wait.
That's a true story, isn't it?
Okay, hold on. But let me let him finish here, because I didn't think it was that bad until I said it and you reacted. I don't know if I really I gave it, overstimulated it, and a young puppy couldn't be. And they're like, Todd, you got to let it be. You got to let it sleep. And I would just pet it and pet it and pet it. But I think it died from exhaustion, but it might have come from my nonstop petting it. I don't want this story to be in here. I didn't
You. Hold on. You are. All right, I didn't mean to jump on that. That is an interesting story.
But you should put
that in the book.
But what about his tail end of his story? So I like that, and I know exactly what you mean about merging the two stories together. Well, yeah, because that's a quality and a story.
But
right?
It was always odd to be. Yeah, when you said a quality from the parent, but I think I got a lot out of that. But it was that moment, I'll never forget that moment where I'm like, no one else knows this but you, that I tried to yank your tooth out. I'm so sorry. You must be like... You know, I swear I haven't done that again to anybody. I haven't tried to. So I guess it's like a lesson. Never tried to hurt anybody after that, because I was like, you know, I tried to hurt. But I was five. I was five.
Hey, let me tell you something. That I like it, because let me tell you something. When and I don't feel bad about that. My neighbor's dog. I'm only telling you this because I totally relate with that. Then I'm going to do mine. Then Lynn's doing a song. So Lynn, we're good, right? I mean, Daniel, are we?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So I know what we'll do. Hold on. So, hold on. We'll edit this out. Let me just do this real quick, and then you can leave, and then Lynn will do the song for us, and that's fine. Okay. What was the story about a dog? Oh, shit. What's the story? You were telling us. You had to get rid of a dog.
Get rid of the dog because we couldn't afford the dog.
His mom.
Couldn't afford the dog, so she had to give it away.
And then you pet a dog.
It was a tough decision the parents had to make.
Right.
You pet a dog to death. Should I leave this in? This is horrible. Hold on.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hold on. Merry Christmas. Stop. No. Okay, I'm going to tell my two stories.
Put the puppy down.
Oh, I got it, you motherfuckers. That's right. It's going to be a Merry Christmas. Hold on. When I had to put the neighbor's dog, I adopted it when it was 12. This has to do, I like what you said about, it just is a reminder to be kind, especially to people, but also to dogs. Now, I know I did the right thing, but even what I'm about to tell you made me feel bad when I had to put her to sleep. The neighbor's dog was 12. Eventually, I took her. Because they had to move, and I had mentioned that I wanted her. And the joke was, you know, I begged for her when she was 5. Now she's 13. But I thought, I wanted her to have the life I thought she always should have had. So finally I did. When she was like 13, I adopted her. I went to the vet. The vet said, look, right now it's pain management. So don't worry. You're not going to get hit with like a $10,000 vet bill, which is scary when you take an older dog. He goes, no, it's all about pain management. I got her in pain management. Once a week I went and gave her a shot. It just made her feel good. It was like... something equivalent to humans. It was to make her joints all work a little better. He goes, but look, this is short term. She started to look so good. Like she was like a puppy again. And she was happy and she wanted to. And so anyway, the story, then eventually I did have to put her to sleep. And I remember just thinking, the only thing she did sometimes is obsessively bark only once in a while. And I wasn't going to lay a hand on her, even, you know, like with a 2-year-old dog, you might even on the butt a little, you know, like stop or yell. I wasn't going to yell. I wasn't going to do anything. Someone said a bottle of water is the kindest thing you could do. Like squash, just squirt it. You don't have to squirt it into her face. You can squirt it. She didn't like the squirting of the water. When I had to go in there as I was putting her to sleep, I fucking broke down even at that. I thought, you didn't deserve even that. You know, bad enough I took you. So it's like, yeah, don't. You know, when you're doing that, it says a lot, because you're like, did I, you know, same thing with people, I bet, too. When you're at that moment with them, you go, did I make a lot of right choices? Is this too serious?
No, but it's certainly reflective. And it's okay.
Reflective of what?
You know, just of life. It's just very...
Okay, so here's mine. One is, I definitely was introduced through my parents. They never sat us down and lectured us. So that's why... You know, it's funny what your perspective of your parents is. Only while working on this book with you did I come to the realization, yeah, my mom's legacy is great. I always loved her, but I didn't realize the specifics of it. Introducing us at a young age to very alternative things like karma and her friend that, you know, didn't recycle, the recycled back all that long time ago, over 30 years ago, 40 mm-hmm. years ago, whatever, 45 years ago,
mm-hmm.
40, 40. About 40, yeah, about 40 years ago, 42 years ago, was teaching us. We go, why do you bring a grocery bag to the store? You know, and mm-hmm. that's the type of friend my mom had, you know, that back then it was like laughed upon. But my mom goes, well, it makes sense and blah, blah, blah. So knowing her, and she believed in karma, And they had all types of friends. Forget about just, you know, black, white, whatever, Jewish, Italian, or whatever, everything. Friends that were wealthy, friends that weren't wealthy, just all types of friends. If they met people and they liked them, the gay friends,
mm-hmm.
they showed dogs, a lot of their friends. And that gets into your vernacular. Like, yeah, you like people. That's what your party should look like.
Yeah.
All types of people. Even my mom's wedding.
That becomes the norm.
Yeah, even my mom's wedding, a lot of my friends were shocked because they went. She had a reptile shop. Even when she got remarried, I'm talking about when she was, like, you know, years ago, and people came to the wedding and they see people with, like, nose rings and tattoos. And yeah, that's – so I like being like that. You just
She married Bobby Miyamoto's son, right?
And then – and then the other thing is – so that's a good quality I think I got from them. That's a good quality I think I got from them, just being that type of person. And then the good story is – oh, the Christmas tree. You know, I remember wanting – oh, my mom would also put a bowl of icing out. Two good stories real quick. She put a bowl of icing out sometimes. Once – could be two times a year, three times a year, she put a big bowl of icing out on the table. Now, of course, you think, oh, that's a great story. Yeah, kids. And we'd have five spoons, and we'd all eat just three or four things of icing. Not all the time. It's certainly why I have a sweet tooth. But I asked my mom later in life, I go, why did you do that? When I was, you know, like maybe 10 years ago. She goes, when I was little, I always thought, like, it would be good to have the beater. It's good to have the beaters, but what if you had a whole bowl of icing? But you grow up, and you don't – when I have kids, I'm gonna. That's a when I have kids, I'm gonna that she followed through, which means she did that with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm an adult, I'm going to – that's why she was silly. That's why – and that bowl of icing to me represented my mom. That one thing probably represented other things. Yeah, and that bowl of icing got set out only because when she was five or six, she went, how cool would a whole bowl of icing be? And then our first Christmas tree. My dad never let us get a Christmas tree because he was Jewish and not very religious, but it was just, you know, his dad, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after he had open-heart surgery – he came home one day because we wanted a Christmas tree too, especially back then. There wasn't even Hanukkah lights. It was Christmas or fucking.
As a kid, you wanted to fit in with the other kids. And
now there's a lot of winter things. People that are Jewish can put like snowmen on their front yard. Mm-hmm. They're sort of wintry things, you know, and there's blue lights. But back then, so we wanted a tree. My dad just came home once. He walked into a store, bought a decorated Christmas tree, and just showed up with it. It was like maybe 2 months after his heart attack, and I guess he had one of those, you know, fuck, you know, is it really worth
it? Why not moments?
I have a tree, and he just walked in with the tree. There's a picture I have of them kissing over it. I have it of my mom and dad, so that's the good memory. So anyway, that was a melancholy way to end it, but I like it. So
yeah, nice.
Fun show. Any last-minute words? Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's funny, my big rant.
I know.
That. But people know the way I feel. Doesn't mean you can't mess up. It's no big deal. And then there we go.
Hey, how are you? You doing okay? Well, you know what we're doing. We're wrapping it up. Here's the way we did it. How do you wrap a show up? Out of nowhere, you just come on like this? Well, here's how we wrap it up today. I asked Amy Ferguson / Grandma Dirt if she would do a version of Glenn Campbell's Try a Little Kindness. Well, she did it. And I love what she did. I really loved it. So I really thought it was a great way to wrap up the show this week. And I want you to just really let it soak in. Listen to the words. I just thought she did. She made it really special. And I think it's a great way to close out the show this week. So here you go. Grandma Dirt, everybody. Grandma Dirt.
A heavy load from the seeds he sowed. If you find your sister falling by the way. Go and stop and say, there's a brighter way. You've got to try a little kindness, show a little kindness, shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of the narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around those down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of lending your doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone brighten up their way. You've got to try a little kindness, yeah, show a little kindness, shine that light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, it'll overlook the blindness of the narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. You've got to try a little kindness, yeah, show a little kindness, shine that light for everyone to see. And if we try a little kindness, we can open up our minds, let go of narrow-minded people on those narrow-minded streets.
Good night, everybody, or good morning.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.